Blog Talk Radio.
Computer off.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health candy, baby.
You know him.
To
seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Renegade Radio with your host, DJ Smith. And international
call.
It is
the interface
complete.
I am and a motherfucker.
Drum roll, please.
Yeah. We are high.
Yay!
People. Oh, sorry. Hi, people. Oh, man, it's going down. This is Weed. You know what I'm saying? We did it Wednesday. Weed did it. Yeah, if you ain't smoking a token, man, hey.
Can you dig it?
I don't know what the
you doing.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the you was doing. But, yeah, we live on the show today, man. And we'll do what we do, you know what I'm saying? We'll play some music for you, you know what I'm saying? We'll tell you how it went for the 420 down at the Double Decker last night. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to everybody who came out and had a good time. For all you puck-ass motherfuckers who said you was going to come and didn't come, guess what?
It is a good day to die.
You motherfuckers, you. But, hey, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm still here doing what I do. You know what I'm saying?
Got emergency power engaged.
Just in case you haters want to come along and try to hit me with those motherfuckers. Yeah, I got my own bitches. Hey, y'all already know how we do it right here live, man. We on the Starship Smelly Prize with your host. Y'all already know motherfucking Cap smells so good, a.k.a. High so good. You know what I'm saying? Because we did it, baby. Put the motherfucking blizzards in the air, represented 420 out there. Because that's what we do. Nobody went home with a motherfucking...
Hey, oh,
right back at you, bitches. Alive, we did it Wednesday, going down.
She said, shut up, fool, I'm all right. You better call a cab or call your homegirl.
all she did was laugh, and then she called her.
Nigga screaming, begging, please. I'm about to have your court looking like some Swiss cheese. Them haters be thinking I'm good, say. When I come to your house, I be in your bushes. Now give me your reason not to pull the trigger. I told y'all by fucking with Krell, a real true nigga.
Oh, baby, hurt.
Them haters be thinking I'm pussy. When I come to your house, I be in your bushes. Now give me your reason not to pull the trigger. I told y'all by fucking with Krell, a real true nigga.
Bitch.
One shot, two shot, three shot. Go. Put the ass in the cap, you nigga, I'm gone.
Go.
One shot, two shot, three shot. Go. Put the ass in the cap, you nigga, I'm gone.
Go.
One shot, two shot, three shot. Go. Put the ass in the cap, you nigga, I'm gone.
Go.
One shot, two shot, three shot. Go. Put the ass in the cap, you nigga, I'm gone.
Go.
Crime City. Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? Last night, you know what I'm saying? We was down at Double Decker Lounge, and we was doing this dance right here. You know what I'm saying? Really wasn't doing the dance, but, you know, in spirit. Want to send shots out, you know what I'm saying? A couple people real quick. DJ Party Time came out, held it down on the ones and twos. Shots out to DJ Spider, you know what I'm saying? For letting us come through and invade his territory, you know what I'm saying, just a little bit. Shouts out to Miss John New, you know what I'm saying, for coming through for the support. All my Trey Foles, you know what I'm saying, homeboy that came through and supported. Meech Dog and his homies, you know what I'm saying, and Gov. Bartender, Miss Rita, you know what I'm saying, for holding it down. Galen, D. Ross, Fred. Everybody keep the club open, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody who was just chilling there, you know what I'm saying? Uncle Ben, happy birthday, you know what I'm saying? And the homeboy who bought a pass, appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? The boys bought a pass, came back, hung out, you know what I'm saying? We smoked that bitch down, though. And we had a good-ass time, you know what I'm saying? And one thing, I did live up to everything I did, you know what I'm saying? I said free food. You know what I'm saying? Drink special and motherfucking free blunts. You know what I'm saying? And everybody lived up to what they do. Shouts out to Tsunami and crew for coming out, holding it down on the grill. You know what I'm saying? My dog came out, put it down on the grill for me. And that's where, you know what I'm saying? And where all the free food was provided by. You know what I'm saying? My dog Tsunami. And did some real nigga shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I was going, yeah, there we go. Shouts out to all the UFOs up in here. I was going to order a bunch of pizza and shit, but instead I turned around and just bought from my homeboy, you know what I'm saying? So I spent about $40 on food with my homeboy, you know what I'm saying? And everybody still got these, you know? And that was what I did. The problem is your free food, goddammit, and there you go. And we had a good time, you know what I'm saying? We had a good time. So let me see who else came up in there. Let me see who else came and hung out. Yeah, good people, you know what I'm saying? I say about 20, 30 people, you know what I'm saying, throughout the night, you know what I'm saying, showed up. So, you know, for an off night like that, hey, it was a good night, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And we had a good-ass time, man, so big ups to that. We'll be back at Coco's Lounge tonight, unfortunately, but it's all good, you know what I'm saying? We're going to hold it down. So for all my 420 smokers out there, you know what I'm saying? You know, putting it in the air for you. We had a good time. Appreciate you. And this little Stony popping right here. You know what I'm saying? Stony. All my stoners out there. You know what I'm saying? Getting to it. I got to roll up.
I know your stomach hurt, don't try to fight it, gon' spit up. Do I make you sick? Dropping all these hits, regulating on you suckers, gon' take a seat. Yeah, I'm cool at Ole every time that I scissor.
I can't cuss, but you can say I'm the. I got that body rock. I make the party hot. About to hit the billboard. Got the game on lock. Poppin', but not with you, cause you a doo doo head. Tell you get to steppin' and she gon' do a dance. I look at her, she look at me, and yeah, she know I'm stony. I pull up on the shawty and then she start shaking her head.
Poppin' in the club.
Yeah, she be poppin'.
Poppin' in the club.
And her hair back, she's super stacked, looking like she wanna bounce back. PDA girl, where you at? Get loose, go ahead, let me see you work that back. Don't be hating if I got the shawty shaking.
Yeah, man.
She real good, how she got it vibrating. No mistaking, man, I'm pulling shawty's near far. Sprinkle a little magic, then I make them shake it all. What it is, what it do, yeah, you think you cool. Just hold the wall down while this shawty knock me down. Do it on the floor, like Usher, yeah, though. This shawty, she be popping in the party, keep on hopping.
She be popping in the club.
Yeah, she be popping.
Hey.
She be popping
in the club.
Yeah, she be popping.
She be popping in the club.
Yeah, she be popping.
Hey.
Like it's hard, wobbly wobbly, drop it like it's hard. Shake it, shawty, go shake it, shawty. Get low for me, get low for me. Hey, little mama, why you standing on the wall? Come with BZ, I'ma show you how to ball. This shawty popping and she shaking on the floor. Then I'ma snatch her up and see if she can go. Let them haters hate and let them haters know.
I'm on it.
It's a BZ man and BZ about to blow.
I'm on it.
And it's the hottest track to ever hit the flow.
I'm on it.
I know my homies hype, I know the shawty's low.
Yeah, she be popping.
Yeah, she be popping.
Money, make money. Let's play some jobs. Come on.
If you got a dollar, I need a dollar. Or how about you just let me borrow it till tomorrow? Cause I know you got money for sale. Throwing your paper in the air like a white girl's nail. You think you're moving silky like a white girl's nail. You need to save your money, need to keep your loot. Cause I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. And it ain't hard to tell when your pockets don't swell. Cause everybody think you got money for sale. But I got money and I got loot. But I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. I said I got money and I got loot. But I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. And it ain't hard to tell when your pockets gon' swell. Cause everybody think you got money for sale. Come on.
Money for sale, money for sale. Let's make some money, y'all.
Buy some money.
Come on, let's save some money.
Money for sale.
Let's create
money
some businesses.
You
come on, it's
money.
Our time now.
Money
we can
money
make all kind of money. Money makes money.
Money.
Let's create some jobs, some businesses. Come on.
Everything I touch,
money,
it turns to gold.
Honey, money,
I touch,
money,
it turns to gold.
Honey, money,
I touch,
money,
it turns to gold.
Money, honey, honey, money,
I can't touch your body.
Honey, money,
I wanna touch
money, honey, money, honey, honey, money, money, honey,
can I touch your body?
Woo!
I can't touch everything.
New York City,
it turns to gold.
Everything,
Florida,
it turns to gold.
Mississippi,
money,
everybody all over the world, come on,
money,
you can do it, y'all.
Make your power
money
work for
money.
You. You ain't got to sit right in
bed
and look for a job and
all
make somebody
money.
Give you something.
Money.
Make it happen.
Money.
You got the power.
You
God don't love
my
Bible, but he loves
money.
Us.
Money.
What he
money.
Do for one, he'll do for another.
Let's
do it, y'all. It's our
money
power.
For
money for sale. Yeah.
Heels up. Red alert. Lock phases and fire. Directive.
Yeah. No, you motherfuckers, that didn't show up to the goddamn party yesterday. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, groovy, baby.
It's all good. Had a good-ass time, man. You know what I'm saying? Happy 421, goddammit, all my motherfucking partyheads out there. You know what I'm saying? You know how we get down.
While under the influence of marijuana, his blood pressure increases. He feels unusual hunger, and his central nervous system changes. His perception of depth and dimensions is radically changed.
All right, y'all, this is Weed Did It Wednesday, you know what I'm saying? This is the day after 420, man. I just want to say happy 420 all y'all out there, you know what I'm saying? And for everybody that couldn't make it, you know what I'm saying? See you next year. This is the third annual 420 Piff Party. I do it every year, you know what I'm saying, at different disclosed locations. And, yeah, next year, though, I'm going to do this shit all on my own, man. I keep telling myself, don't be fucking with a club and shit and just do it on your private, you know what I'm saying, private little, you know, building or something, which I should have did. It was all good. So, you know, we all have a good time, though, you know what I'm saying, no regrets, you know what I'm saying. Everybody came out, had a good time, got our eyes dried out, you know what I'm saying. And everybody had a good time, man. I did something real funny, though. You know what I'm saying? My creative mind, you know what I'm saying, was thinking. And what I did, man, was had everybody, and I know that's going to be like the whole thing that they remember from the 420 party, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things that we did, but the main thing I did was I went to the dollar store. You know me, you know what I'm saying? Ingenuity thinks. And if you looked at the bottom of the pass, it said free gifts throughout the night. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, I'm living up to everything I put on the flyer. If I put it on there, goddamn it, I'm going to honor it. So I got me some brown bags, and I made a bunch of grab bags. Right? Made a bunch of little grab bags, put a bunch of snacks and shit all in it. You know, pothead type shit. You know what I'm saying? Snacks. That's what the fuck a pothead want. And I had them on the table, and everybody seemed to be going through them and shit, so I put them up till later on. And once a couple people showed up, I took the bags out and I started walking around. But instead of giving the bags just out, you know what I'm saying, telling everybody happy 420, something kicked in my head, you know what I'm saying? You know, Lord always send little messages to you. And said, make a game out of it. So, you know, it's 420. You know what I'm saying? If you see a mound of bags, and I tell you, you got two chances to pick out of the pile. All right? So you pick up the first time, you get the chance to look. If you don't like it, you can put it back in and choose another bag. But you better choose wisely, because you never know what's in the bag. I mean, I had about 30 bags and shit, man. And, I mean, people was going through them, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's 420, so what would you automatically assume if I'm telling you you got a choice and choose wisely? You know what I'm saying? So, of course, motherfuckers thinking it's weed in the bag. You know what I'm saying? They think one of the bags got some weed hidden in it. Shit. Let me tell you motherfuckers something. One thing I won't do is be hiding no motherfucking weed. Shit. How the fuck you gonna hide some shit that you, if you smoking properly, you probably ain't gonna be able to find in the end. But it added so much fun to it, man. I was calling them mystery bags. I was like, yeah. Y'all want to get y'all tried the mystery bag. You never know what's in the bag. You know what I'm saying? It's a mystery. You never know what you're going to get. So choose wisely. See everybody high anyways, you know what I'm saying? So they already like, yeah. I'm going to go ahead and I'm choose this one. So you know me, I turn around and I look at one of the bags and I stuff it back down. And I'm like, oh, let me try. Oh, man, it was a fun time, man. That shit really added to the party, you know what I'm saying? That really set the party off, and I mean everybody enjoyed it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody had a good time. Motherfuckers even stole some bags and shit, like I would have gave a fuck, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, you know, hey, I ain't give a fuck. I was trying to get rid of all that old cheap shit anyway. Shouts out to the Dollar Tree. You know what I'm saying? Big up to the Dollar Tree where everything is a motherfucking dollar, boy. That is my home away from home. You know what I'm saying? If you ever come to Tampa and you're looking for smell so good, go to the Dollar Tree. You find them right up in that motherfucker. Shopping it down, you know what I'm saying? So big ups to the mystery bands, man. Get into another one. I got to roll up. This is Happy 421, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to everybody coming through the show. Florida UFOs, Heavenly Angels, Sinai. Yeah, man. Going down.
Love it when we make up. Pretty smile, pretty skin with no makeup. Break up, loving. living when we make up. Pretty smile, pretty skin with no makeup.
Girl, don't be low when I get your homie. Put some family in. You know I keep it real. I'm proud to tell ya. Go ahead and do what you do. It ain't no game right here.
It's different than white women. See, white women go swimming. Black women ain't getting no fucking water.
This shit gotta laugh.
You know black women, that shit always lasts one motherfucking week. I had to, when black women get their hand nails done, you ain't getting no pussy, don't you ask none. They don't even want no sleep. They sleep just like this.
to mama, yeah, yeah, right.
For everyone.
Hey, me and the guys are going out for a beer. You want
to
come along?
Nah, I got a lot of data to enter into the computer tonight.
Now there's a brew for the future.
Want me to bring you something back?
Thanks, but I got some right here.
Microsoft Brew.
You got a beer tap on your computer?
With a head so thick you can float a mouse on it.
Let me get this straight. You make your own beer with the computer?
With the right software, you can do anything.
Microsoft Brew.
Here, I call this one Windows 95.
I don't know, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
And if you got to get there quicker, try the new ISDN malt liquor.
For you, for your pleasure, do whatever.
Am I holding down this boy? security. Am I holding down this 40? Is this 40 holding down me?
Got into a little conversation. First off, shouts out to Miss Computer Lady, a.k.a. Miss PC Bow, coming up off up in here. You know what I'm saying? Happy 421 to you, Miss Lady. And we was discussing real briefly, talking about, you know, writing. You know what I'm saying? My brother's incarcerated, you know what I'm saying? And been sitting away for a few years now. And modern technology, man, as you can see, how it really has changed. You know what I'm saying? It kind of changes your way of thinking. Because I haven't talked to my brother in like 5 years, you know what I'm saying, at least on paper, that is, communicating with through the phone and stuff like that, but not really on paper. And, with, you know, kind of changing with the times, man, you know, we all came from writing and receiving the sweet little love letters and all that kind of stuff, or receiving letters from your you know what I'm saying, your significant others. And all that was cool. You waited on the letter. Nowadays, you're waiting on an email. You know what I'm saying? People waiting on an email, waiting on a goddamn Facebook response or a fucking Twit or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Waiting on a MySpace message. You know what I'm saying? And we gotten out of the paper trail. You know what I'm saying? The personal letters and stuff. And, you know, I told my brother, I was like, man, I ain't wrote you because, you know what I'm saying, I'm so used to typing now. You know what I'm saying? Typing letters and stuff. So to sit down and actually, you know what I'm saying, write, like, mother, like, write, like, how do you do that? That's a scary but true fact, you know what I'm saying? So I got to, you know, go ahead and write him a letter. I told him I'd write him a letter. But one other thing that shocked me, and which you all might not, should not know, unless you got somebody locked down in prison, is inmates now can purchase a cell phone. Yeah, a cell phone. A brother that shouts out the gold mine who is located next to my brother, you know what I'm saying? He has his own cell phone and he can call in and call out on the phone. Matter of fact, just to prove it, let's call somebody on the inside. How about that? I don't know, people. Where's his number? We're finna call the Florida State Prison, people. Yes, I mean, we're calling inside the Florida State Prison. Yeah. Here we go. Y'all check this out. Nah, look at this shit.
4-2-3-2-9-8-5-2 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Gold Mine, what's up? This is your boy, DJ Smell So Good, man. Give me a call back if you can. Area code 347-237-5125. I'm live on the show for the next hour, you know what I'm saying? So if your battery charged up, hit me up, man. Let me give some shout-outs to the inside. Put that thing on speakerphone, man. Let me call a couple of people. You know what I'm saying? All right. Hit you back.
If you are satisfied, thank you. Your message has been sent. Goodbye.
Yes, people. Motherfuckers in prison now have cell phones. I don't know if it's, you know, how much time you got in or whatever, but his brother here can call. This motherfucker here calls me. I gave him a show number. He can call the goddamn show from his jail, from his prison cell. So, yeah. I was blowed too. I was like, hell nah. I called his ass back. He picked up. I said, hell to the fuck nah. What in the shit? Yeah. So, be prepared for that, people. If you get him up, don't be looking for the, you have a call from a correctional facility. Hell to the nah. Which, it seems kind of fucked up, too, because if you was in jail, in prison for stalking and shit, you know what I'm saying? Wouldn't you be able to motherfucking continue stalking a bitch? Because stalking ain't just physically, you know what I'm saying? It's also, you know, mentally. Just by calling a bitch phone every day, it's stalking a motherfucker. I don't want to talk to you every goddamn day. You know what I'm saying? So if you steady calling my phone, you doing what? You goddamn stalking me. Real shit. All right, people, but y'all already know what time it is. Let's go ahead and get crack-a-lagging. And we're going to get into We Did It Wednesday one more again. Like to get online, man, hit me up, 347-237-5125, all the way live right here. And you know what time it is.
When everything is right, there's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after work social sports team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh, it's all on.
Y'all know what time it is.
Yeah.
Going down. Time for another news, people. Time for another news, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? Nutty News is brought to you apart by NuttyNews.com for all your wild, NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, crazy, off-the-wall news. You could only catch it there first. Oh. Yeah, I know. I take y'all back to the 70s every goddamn time. You know what I'm saying? I have to rename this the Starship 70s show. Shouts out to Official Two Man Army, man, going on tour next week, this Thursday, matter of fact. And we'll be all around the Bay Area, you know what I'm saying? Boys going to be performing. I'm going to be a DJing and hosting. And we're going to have a good time, you know what I'm saying? Starting this thing off in an unfamiliar place. I haven't been here before. But we're over here in Baghdad, people. Yeah. We're a court-martial of Navy SEAL. Yeah, for punching killer terrorists. About you motherfuckers that shot all them goddamn innocent people and shit. You know what I'm saying? From the helicopter and shit. What about that? Yeah, I watched that shit on YouTube. One thing about YouTube, boy, it lets a lot of secrets out. And if y'all didn't catch the one about the motherfucking helicopter that shot all the Iraqi dudes and shit. And then gun just minced meat all of their ass. Even their homeboys came to pick them up. And they killed all the motherfuckers too. You know what I'm saying? So fuck all this other shit. But anyway, a U.S. sailor testified he saw a Navy SEAL punch an Iraqi prisoner suspected of masterminding the killings in 2004 of four U.S. private security contractors as the court-martial of another member of the elite unit allegedly involved in the incident opened at a military base outside Baghdad. Petty Officer First Class Julio Huertas appeared to answer charges of dereliction of duty and impeding an official investigation. He has pleaded not guilty. And middle finger to the snitch-ass motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? How the hell you going to snitch on a bitch because the motherfucker punched a goddamn murderer? You know what I'm saying? Come on, y'all. Mm-hmm. All right, we right down the street in Manatee County. Shout out to Manatee County, Florida, where a woman is busted, with drugs in court. I got to watch myself, too, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because I be fucking around and carrying weed on me and shit all in my little hidden pockets. I found myself sitting in court with some goddamn weed on me. You know what I'm saying? That is not a good charge to be getting introducing contraband. You know what I'm saying? At court. But that wasn't stupider than the dumbass bitch that was in court for stealing a bitch shit. And she in court with the bitch shit on. More shit she stole. That was some crazy shit. You know what I mean? I was like, hell nah. That was some crazy shit. But anyways, let's go over here. According to the Manatee County Sheriff's Office, get out the way. Three women were arrested after they were found. Damn. Whoa. It did say women busted. My bad. It didn't say woman. According to the Manatee County Sheriff's Office, three women were arrested after they were found with drugs when, ironically enough, they showed up for drug court. Veronica Smith, 25 years old, was arrested on an active warrant, deputies said, and as deputies were searching her, they found a syringe, a bottle of urine, four oxycodone pills, and 23 soma pills, and a spoon. Right. First award of the day, people. I ain't gave an award out in a while, have I? Damn, people been motherfucking been all right. Well, there you go, baby. You get the first award of the day. Damn, I didn't think I'll be giving them out. But here we go. You know what I'm saying? What my fucking award's at? Oh, there you go, baby. There you go.
Damn.
I know you've been waiting on that.
Stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
I know you was waiting on that. You know what I'm saying? Man, how you? I don't know. All right, we're going to keep this thing moving. We're in New York, where old Michael Douglas' son is sentenced to 5 years, people. Yeah. Cameron Douglas, 31, pleaded guilty to charges in January after his arrest last year at a hotel in New York. I'd like to apologize to my family and my loved ones for putting them through this nightmare of my own making. Douglas said in court, Michael Douglas sat behind his son in the packed courtroom in Manhattan. If you want to know, go to www.nuttynewstoday.com. Click on Michael Douglas. His son gets sentenced to 5 years, and you'll find out exactly why he's doing the 5 years. All right. Going over here to Interpol. Yeah. Warrant has been issued for Saddam's daughter, Raghad, some shit. Yeah. A revised arrest warrant recently posted by Interpol may finally lead to the capture and extradition of Saddam Hussein's eldest daughter, who is charged with supporting terrorist activities in Iraq. Raghad Hussein, who lives in Amman, Jordan, under the protection of King Abdullah II, was charged in November 2006 with supporting the Iraqi insurgency. If y'all believe that fag shit, please get the fuck off my show. Sorry. Anyways, Iowa City. Woman uses ballpoint pen as a weapon. Yeah, Wanda D. Levy went to the Pheasant Ridge complex to buy drugs. Levy gave a man money to purchase the drugs, but when he came back without the drugs or the money, Levy became violent. She used a ballpoint pen and attempted to stab the people inside. They suffered multiple red superficial scratches and abrasions on their necks and chest. Y'all motherfuckers got to be some crackheads. That is a crackhead move right there. Bitch gonna pull out a big... Hey, you stupid crackhead motherfucker, stood around, let this bitch motherfucker hit you with a... stab you with a ballpoint pen. Scratch you, excuse me, with a ballpoint pen. Man, what the fuck is going on in Iowa, man? Because we still here. We're in LeClaire, Iowa, where a teen didn't like mother's discipline, so burns the fucking house down. Hey, you better watch your kids nowadays. You better learn how to discipline their ass. Yeah. A teen is charged with first-degree arson, accused of setting her house on fire because she did not like her mother's discipline. Anissa Lynn Raina, 16, lit a curtain at her house on fire with a lighter about 7:30 p.m. Her mother, an 18-month-old child, and her mute, invalid grandfather in a wheelchair were at home. They were not injured. That's fucked up, you punk-ass bitch, you. And say, y'all stupid motherfucking parents allow that bitch to come back home. You got me fucked up. Bitch, your new home is wherever the fuck the state gonna place your ass. You know what I'm saying? We'll do some kind of visitation. But you never live back with me. You would never, ever, 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 ever. I don't give a fuck how much rehabilitation they talking about. Your ass wouldn't live back with me. You just be a banned goddamn soul. You know what I'm saying? Damn. I'm 2-3 right now. Oh, hell nah. Yeah, don't be surprised, Miss Computer Lady. They even giving out PSPs to prisoners on death row. Yeah, extremely violent inmates. Y'all know I read that shit. You know what I'm saying? They're replacing DVDs and CDs because they was using them as weapons. So they decided to go ahead and give them electronic PSPs so they can still enjoy some entertainment. Right. All right. We're in the nutty UK where it takes over 2 hours to free a woman from a bowling ball. Right. When youth worker Sherry Beekman took a group of children for a trip to a bowling alley, she got a little too attached to the game. Yeah. When her thumb got stuck, she was driven from the alley to a nearby fire station, where it took a team of firefighters 2.5 hours to cut the ball away using an electric saw, a hacksaw, and a chisel. Right. Why the fuck people just don't squirt baby oil into the goddamn hole and slide the fucking woman's thumb out, you ignorant motherfucker? The hell, you gonna cut a whole goddamn bowling? I give y'all a fine for your day off, but you didn't do nothing nutty, fucking dumbass. Still over here in the UK, where, a body lay under sofa for 10 years. I'm going to let that sink in, people. I'm going to let that sink in. 10 years, yeah. The dead man, Dennis Pring, 73, had been living with city council tenant Alan Derrick, who has learning difficulties. The Inquest heard Mr. Derrick did not want to tell the authorities that Mr. Pring had died because he was worried he would be evicted. Mr. Pring is believed to have died at some point between April and June 1998. This is your city council. City council, people. I read the city council did this shit. Fuck some learning difficulties. You learn how to motherfucking keep a dead body under a goddamn sofa for 10 years? Come the fuck on, man. Come the fuck on. Yeah, you're right, Miss Computer Lady. Bitches are being sent to Disney World instead of prison. That's why motherfuckers want to go to prison nowadays. Look at Lil Wayne, T.I., and all the other fag-ass motherfuckers they sending to prison. You know what I'm saying? Got Lil Wayne working on a goddamn suicide hotline. Y'all would sit up there and say, damn, Smith, that sounds kind of harsh for you to say that. It would seem like he's helping somebody out. Fuck no, he ain't helping nobody out. How the hell are you a goddamn superstar on a super suicide hotline? Who the fuck, honestly, is going to call in, realize, hey, I want to commit suicide, and if they have any kind of rap inclination, find out that motherfucking Lil Wayne is on the goddamn hotline. Now what do you think the hotline is going to turn into? Suicide or bitches just wanting to talk to goddamn Lil Wayne? Exactly. Come on with that propaganda bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, what the fuck ever. I know better. You know what I'm saying? And that's some bullshit. But anyway, take this thing over to the good old U.S. of A. Yeah, right. United States of assholes. Half of all pregnancies in the U.S. are unattended. Oh, excuse me. Are, well, both of that. Unattended and unintended. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Women can choose from a bevy of birth control options, including pills, patches, and rings that allow them to have as few periods as they like. Implants and intrauterine devices, IUDs, can prevent pregnancy for years. Lies, lies, and more lies. Morning after pills that can decrease the risk from unprotected sex are available without a prescription, even to teenagers. But 3.1 million pregnancies a year are still unintended. Probably because people don't want to dope themselves up. Fuck it. You might as well either stop fucking altogether. But to poison yourself with all that fuck shit they talking about putting in your arms and putting in your body to clog your yang up. Yeah, you better motherfucking chill the hell out. Fuck around, won't be able to open your pussy up. You know what I'm saying? And then you're going to fuck the dude up, too, because the dude, he'll be sitting there with his dick up in you with all this fucking nasty shit you got injected in your body. Sorry, people. I know it seems kind of gross. All right. Take a swig of old Heineken Light. Thank you, Germany. Or is that Holland? Is this a Holland beer? I think this is a Holland beer. Well, whoever the fuck made it, thank you. Yeah, good old Holland. Thank you, Holland. All right, good old England. We're in England, people, where rowers urge Queen to remove demented swan. Yeah. Bill Key, president of the Cambridgeshire Rowing Association, which led the plea, said the swan situation is most serious. Injuries have occurred. One female rower was left too scared to go into the water after the swan swooped at her, leaving her bruised, he added. The swan is demented. Why is the swan not territorial and you are in its fucking natural habitat? Get the fuck out of its way. How about that? Why the fucking swan got to be the goddamn problem? Your bitch ass don't belong on water. You ain't on the water naturally. It is. So, who the fuck is out of whose element? It probably would be you. And it's probably territorial. Probably don't want no fucking females around because it's probably a fucking female swan. And it's probably just doing its natural goddamn thing, you fucking idiots. God, y'all some fucking crazy people, man. What the hell is wrong with y'all? You serious? Fucking demented swan. Boy. Alright, people, we're in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Yeah, fucking Milwaukeeans. Where a wedding party helped send a baby delivery. Hey, isn't that cool? Couple said they were unable to make it to the hospital before the birth of their son. Kimberly and Ben Sherwood said they were on their way to St. Mary's Hospital when the baby began coming quickly, and they pulled over near the steps of the Milwaukee Art Museum. And all of a sudden, a woman in a peach dress comes running in her high heels and comes down and jumps in to the car. He said, wow, I ain't that a bitch. Good Samaritan came in and helped deliver the baby. Well, good fucking deal. All right, keeping it on in Georgia. And I don't think this is the Georgia next to me, but it probably is. Because Department of Defense implanted a microchip inside me. Yeah, You didn't think it was motherfucking happen? Oh, yeah, people. The House Judiciary Committee took up a bill that would prohibit requiring a person to be implanted with a microchip. A woman told the committee, I'm also one of the people in Georgia who has a microchip. Microchips are like little beepers, she said. Just imagine, if you will, having a beeper in your rectum or genital area, and your beeper number is displayed on billboards throughout the city. Yeah. Verichip, people. The fucking Verichip. It's already motherfucking coming down. Better protect your asshole. Miss Computer Lady, that is, who the hell is that? Norman Brown. I got that off of LimeWire. Downloaded some Norman Brown instrumentals. You know what I'm saying? That's who that is. It's Norman Brown, Quiet Place, and what was the other one? What other song was that? Quiet Place. Love Norman Brown, though, yeah. And Daydream. Daydream and Quiet Place. Quiet Place was the first one, and this is Daydream. So you guys like that music. That's Norman Brown. You can look him up on, hell, go buy the album if you like. But I downloaded a couple of tracks off of LimeWire just so I can have some smooth background music. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And let's go over here to Oklahoma, where a man is accused of exposing his butt at Target stores. Yeah. We're calling that mooning, people. I don't know where they got that butt. You know what I'm saying? We never say butt. It's called mooning. All right. Sean Andrew McClendon, 33, was booked into the Oklahoma County Jail. He has not been formally charged in the case. How the fuck not? But court records show he pleaded guilty in 1999 to two counts of indecent exposure from a 1998 incident. A shopper at the Target said a man followed her around the store and exposed his buttocks, shaking it in the garden section. Hell no, he was shaking it. Hell no, you sit there watching till you perv. Freaking perv, lady. You know you liked it. I'm just kidding, people. All right, we're over here at Ceddie J's land in Dallas, Texas, where a 67-year-old is jailed for unsanctioned pruning. What the fuck? All right. After she was patted down and handcuffed, Sandra McFeely was hauled from her Oak Cliff home to jail. I met some neat people, she said, of her 9 hours at Lou Sterrett Justice Center. I'd never been in a perp walk before. It was cool. What's not so cool was, the 67-year-old attorney said, was being accused of felony criminal mischief for thinning thickets in a city park near her home. God damn, boy, what the fuck is y'all smoking on? You take a goddamn 67-year-old woman to jail. Boy, that is some real fuck shit there. You know they tasered the 60-something-year-old woman, too, so they don't give a fuck. All right, y'all, fuck it. Let's go over here to North Carolina, where state demands 50 million records. And Amazon says no way. Amazon.com filed a lawsuit to fend off a sweeping demand from North Carolina's tax collectors. Detailed records, including names and addresses of customers and information about exactly what they purchased. The lawsuit says the demand violates the privacy and First Amendment rights of Amazon's customers. North Carolina's Department of Revenue had ordered the online retailer to provide full details on nearly 50 million purchases made by state residents between 2003 and 2010. And you know why? Because, people, if you haven't queued in, you can order stuff off of Amazon.com by the bulk. And then come home and open up your own retail store, and there is no paper trail. Because you are protected by the privacy and First Amendment rights through the Internet. That is the beautiful thing of the Internet. Make money then. Yes, that is right. Let me queue up a little bit more, people. Let's get a little Rita Shelby going on. How about that? Yeah, I got love some good Rita. And that is the key behind that, people. So don't be surprised, you know what I'm saying, if you're shopping on Amazon or any other website and the courts come down and try to put the wham-bam on these websites. But, hey, fuck them. Still in Dallas, Texas, duct tape. Uh-oh. Duct tape holds airliner together. Okay, people. Yeah. Brad Basilian, a passenger aboard American Airlines flight 1203 from Toronto to Dallas-Fort Worth, right there in Seti's backyard, International Airport, never expected what he saw from his window seat. A patch on the engine housing of the 737-800 appeared to be duct tape. Yeah, American Airlines confirmed the jet flying that route with the small patch was its plane, but the airline said what appeared to be duct tape is really called high-speed tape in the aviation industry. Yeah, high-speed tape is made of aluminum and has a stronger adhesive than duct tape. Regardless, people, you're flying in a goddamn plane. Man. All right, we're going to end this in Obama land, Chicago, Illinois, where fake Dennis's office next to scrapyard. Yummy. In a rented room between a Southwest Side auto body yard and a scrap metal facility, Francisco Rendon allegedly performed dental work on willing patients. Despite not having a dentist's license, authorities said, inside the two-room space next door to Courtesy Metals, Rendon clandestinely ran a dentist's office equipped with syringes, painkillers, and dentures, according to Chicago police. Wow. And people actually go into these motherfucking places, though. That also got to kind of confuse you. You know what I'm saying? Like, how would you just, you know, voluntarily go and get your mouth worked on? You know what I'm saying? Next to the goddamn scrapyard. What the fuck is that about? Would you felt better if it was next to the waste management where you smelt rotting ass? Yeah, let me go open my mouth and get some work done. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? All right, people. Y'all already know what time it is. Shouts out to Chris Moms, some shit like that. Welcome to the show. Thank you for coming. And I don't mean in the nasty way, but if you are, hey, happy 421 to you. Yeah. And let's go ahead and get back into a little something here, people. What do you want to hear? How about some Goofy Bones? Because it's time to get high. This is Weed Did It Wednesday, man. Happy 421. Happy 420. Every day is 420. All my smokers, potheads, paraphernalia freaks out there, yeah.
Let me know what seen in your eyes. And I want to get high.
Roll up and drag.
And I want to get high.
Roll up and drag.
And I want to get high.
When I'm up in the sky, I don't ever want to come down.
And I want to get high.
Roll up and drag.
And I want to get high.
Roll up
and
drag.
And I want to get high.
Smoke that shit, cause I want to get high.
Getting to the beat, my eyes are so red. I feel invisible like rocket bread. So many optimals I had to blow. When you smoke like me, your fingers get swole. But that's a chance I take. Getting so high, I want to lick milkshakes. This lady's coming down my dozen, that's how I feel it. I'm over here like Michael Jackson singing this beat it. Can't you see, I'm on another level. I got so much skin, you think I was a devil. Blowing and blowing, life up the magic dragon. With me and Bruce are in the house, the club gets cracked. It's so much smoke, you would think it was a fire. This is straight smoke, like it says on the flyer. So get your blood and add that lighter. Smoke and smoke until you get higher.
And I want to get high.
Roll up and drag.
And I want to get high.
Roll up and drag.
And I want to get high.
When I'm up in the sky, I don't ever want to come down.
And I want to get high.
Roll up and drag.
And I want to get high.
Roll up
and
drag.
And I want to get high.
Smoke that shit, cause I want to get high.
Put the trees in the blunt, yo, I'm trying to get high. Gonna home in the great story, that's right. Yeah, good, for some medical flavors. I'm the base, most blooded, I'm a stoner. I get keys on the daily. See where I'm from, we roll nothing but fatty. My swag, so savvy. I troll, I smell like granddaddy. I know you like that. Buff for fast, what you know about that? I got grams, I got dips, I got pounds, don't trip. You fucking with the realest that smokers. Straight low, kids, K got the flavor. It don't stop, it don't quit. My game stay point plus, I stay lit.
And I
wanna
get high.
Roll up and drag.
And I wanna get high.
Roll up and drag.
And I wanna get high.
When I'm up in the sky, I don't ever wanna come down.
And I wanna get high.
Roll up and drag.
And I wanna get high.
Roll up
and
drag.
And I wanna get high.
Smoke that shit, cause I wanna get high.
I'm off 6 months. From one session, I'm so in the sky, I'm in a different dimension. Best weed in the world, the bay I'm repping. TSK straight low, I thought I should mention. I'm seeing me in the blunt, that's a perfect picture. Make sure it's dark purple and a great swisher. It tastes so good, it's my favorite flavor. I'm a modern day hippie, I'm a straight up stoner. Ask about the boy Indy, they tell you I got purple indicas. And I got the truck, fire, chronic grape, and white rhino, hot till I die. That's the way it goes, look at the clock, drop the blunt. You know the time, smell it from a mile away. Look at it shine, I gotta get it, gotta have it. I'm on my grind, I made a lot of money. Now it's time to get high.
Hey, just a sec, I'll check. Amanda Huggintiss? Hey, I'm looking for Amanda Huggintiss. Why can't I find Amanda Huggintiss?
Maybe your standards are too high.
Little SOB. If I ever find out who you are, I'm gonna shove a sausage down your throat and stick starving dogs in your butt.
Oh, booby, booby. Oh, booby, booby. Oh, booby, booby. My chest was supposed to grow. My cleavage wasn't right, no. My boobies, boobies. My breasts are completely full. And now my sweater's tight, yeah. Surgery, I want to be a D. Bigger mammaries, I want them to show now. No beef-up. My chest flatness was killing me. And I must confess, I paid for these. Hey, Bobby. I look 32, I'm just a child, I am a crime. Make my boobies one more size. Oh, baby.
Oh, booby, booby. Oh, man, you already know, man. Hey, we got one more, man. That was from Harry Spears. He wants me to break these records for Britney Spears, man. Y'all know I got to break them. I'm all about breaking records here on Dragon the Game Radio. Here's another one for you. You know what I'm saying? Can you see?
I think I farted again. I made
And Bino went to the pharmacy to get it for you.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
I had no choice, baby.
Yeah, that's right there. That was some newest underground exclusive from Britney Spears. You know what I'm saying? Her manager, Harry Spears. You know what I'm saying? He sent me them. You know what I'm saying? So I've been breaking them ruckles. You know what I'm saying? Breaking them ruckles right here on Record of the Game Radio. And like we do, man, we show love to all our peoples out there. You know what I'm saying? So got a new wrestling show. You know what I'm saying? Through the network right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying? Y'all check out the Chris Crimson Show or the Crimson and Company Show, however it pops up. You know what I'm saying? Just look out for Crimson, goddammit, or Chris, goddammit. Look at 11 p.m. tonight. You know what I'm saying? All you motherfucking wrestling fans out there that remember Coco Beware and Junkyard Dog and all them other old-ass Lou Albino motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Come on through and listen to all the, what the fuck is banter? Sorry, brother, you done went over my head with that one. But all the banter and opinions of pro wrestling at its best and worst, as well as stuff from the indie circuit. There you go. What the is banter? Now I got to go to goddamn Wikipedia and look up some fucking new words. Goddamn it, Chris, don't come over here, brother, teaching fucking words and shit, all right? Shit, now we got to look up the goddamn shit. All right, people, remember.
Following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
You know what I'm saying? Damn, now we gotta go look up words and shit. The hell is banter? All right, yeah, people, we're all about education on this freaking show, all right? Freaking banter. The hell is that? Do 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 do. Scooby doo boo 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 boo. All right, banter. Coming to you from the freedictionary.com means to poke fun, yeah, good humoredly. Okay, bantered with her colleagues during a coffee break. Okay, alrighty then, I'll buy that for a dollar. Yeah, there you go. I forgot which against the ropes. Yeah. Y'all can catch that one now, though. I don't know. You got to look up in the archives. He's one of my friends. I might have to. You got to. Matter of fact, save yourself as a friend. Click on add me as a friend, and then you can go through my friends list. Well, all 180 of them. or just type in Against the Ropes in the search, you know what I'm saying? And it'll pull the show up. Against the Ropes, they do a good wrestling show, though, man. They don't have Jimmy Superfly Snook on the goddamn show. You know what I'm saying? And a couple of them, you know what I'm saying, we got to talk to them live. They had Sergeant Slaughter. All the throwback motherfuckers, man, they really go deep into wrestling. You know what I'm saying? Some real wrestling nerds, I like to call them. But, hell, what the fuck does that say about me? Because I was there.
Titties and bear.
Titties and bear.
Titties and bear. I thank God Almighty for titties and beer.
Titties and beer.
I'm two-legged deer.
Titties and beer.
Thank God I ain't queer.
Titties and beer.
There's one thing Daddy likes, and that's titties.
big old titties. My little titties and beer. Great big titties in my beer. God damn it, I love those motherfucking titties.
I love that shit, boy. That's why I go to white bars. You know what I'm saying? Fucking white people, man. They get drunk and then a motherfucking mic. Your mother. They can't even get it out. Just, you know what I'm saying? This cursing just ends right there. You mother. But they fun to be around. You know what I'm saying? Until you get to like a bar fight or something. Them motherfuckers, what? God damn,
you
man.
Get
test some shit up. Motherfucker, don't, you know what I'm saying? You black people fighting the bar, we throwing hands. You know what I'm saying? White people fighting the bar, man, motherfucker throwing bottles, midgets, goddamn, anything a bitch can get their hands on. They throwing it at them. Goddamn, you see the bartender flying across the goddamn bar and shit like tearing that shit up. You know what I'm saying? And everybody involved. It ain't just the goddamn men. It's women fucking swinging on men and smacking other bitches, and man, y'all goddamn brawl. You know what I'm saying? We fight, really, bitches backing the fuck up. It's gonna be a 1-on-1 because you know what I'm saying? Bitch, hell ain't trying to get messed up. A nigga don't want to get his shoes stepped on, pussass. You know what I'm saying? All that old crazy shit. Wow. Ain't that crazy? Keep
Hello,
it moving.
Hello, I'd like
people.
To speak to Ms. Tinkle. First name, Ivana.
Ivana Tinkle. Just a sec. Ivana Tinkle. Ivana Tinkle. All right, everybody, put down your glasses. Ivana Tinkle.
Yeah, Chris, you must be talking to yourself because I answered your question. You asked me how is the Against the Ropes show, and I said it was a good show. You asked me when the shit it was on. I said I don't know when the motherfucker is on. I asked you to goddamn if you apparently knew the Blog Talk Network. If you go to the fucking front page and type in the goddamn search Against the Ropes, it'll pull up the goddamn show, you son of a bitch, you. Now, you bring your ass back through here and see if I don't put something on your ass, you son of a bitch. No, good.
I think we should stop. My IM window just started screaming, no more, no more.
You motherfuckers let me know. You see Chris, you let me know.
Intruder alert. Intruder alert.
Son of a bitch. Better motherfucking.
Nigga, back the fuck up. Get your head brushed when you act the fuck up. Nigga, I'm drunk. Back to back up. Sit that hypnotic. Nigga, try me. I'm
punk ass.
Body. Back the fuck up.
Come right back after this, people. The hell kind of shit. I even gave you a fucking show plug in, you asshole.
What up, blood? I'm way in the back with a cup of that yak. I don't dance and lean back. All I do is roll the blood and tote the gat. Blast it quick. If a nigga won't connect, the snow is back. Flip rounds like track. 229 set to blow out your back. So back the fuck up. Get your head brushed when you act the fuck up. Where I'm from, niggas won't do nothing to a snitch. Where they going, put his hands on the bitch. And that ain't no rider. Fucked up when them hollow points get inside you. Drop that ass off when no one can find you. Tie nigga up, throw his ass in the trunk. Go and find his own boys, then blast nigga dump. Back niggas up. For Wild West Tampa, throw your hands up for the new ghetto anthem. Nigga, back the fuck up. Get your head rushed when you act the fuck up. Nigga, I'm drunk. Back to back up. Sit that hypnotic. Nigga, try me. I'ma catch me a body. Back the fuck up. Get your head rushed when you act the fuck up. Nigga, I'm drunk. Back to back up. Sit that hypnotic. Nigga, try me. I'ma catch me a body.
Hey, back the fuck up and give a nigga space. So I cut this money count like a pill. A nigga place. I'm a real OG. Nigga, no back me. I'm a goonie. Ain't nothing hold back me. I'm back money. Get it from the mother. On the scrolls, ask me, I'ma pop up, bustin' on your stroll, nigga. Yappers don't get getting crazy. I ain't got a mall, I was born in the 80s. The pockets were made me, I can't a nigga play me. Straight thug, nigga, homie, ain't shit crazy. All black nigga with a pocket full of geese, y'all profit. Company not booming, I'm a beast, name ringin' in the streets, got ghetto fame. That straight street money, I love my chain. Hey, so I'ma ate the fuck up. You push ass niggas better back the fuck up.
Up. Get your head brushed when you act the fuck up. Nigga, I'm drunk. Back to back up. Sit that hypnotic. Nigga, try me. I'ma catch me a body. Back the fuck up. Get your head brushed when you act the fuck up. Nigga, I'm drunk. Back to back up. Sit that hypnotic.
Yeah.
Nigga, try me. I'ma catch me a body.
And you know I'm juiced. Let the boy get loose. Walk bust a nigga head like duck, duck, goose. Let me give a strap in. You know I'm trapped in. They won't bust shit. They just have me capping. Yeah, me, I'm that deal. I'm on heavy pills. Leave a nigga with more miss games than Grant Hill. Chopping on chrome deuce holes. They hot wheels. Look, because she eat mean dick, she throw real. Yeah, we love them guys. Fuck us all, don't mind. I told y'all before, I got Betty on my mind. Team
right. That nigga G-type, we locked in. Get money before we see status. We poppin', let's get red, nigga. I got me a shoddy. A nigga try me, I'ma catch me a body. I mean that there. Put the good in the air. Cause we can do this, we foolish. We there.
Bring your back and fuck up. Get your head bust when you act the fuck up. Nigga, I'm drunk.
Yeah.
Back to back up. Sit that hypnotic.
Yeah.
Nigga try me, I'ma catch me a body.
Yeah.
Back the fuck up. Get your head bust.
Yeah.
When you act the fuck up. Nigga, I'm drunk.
Yeah.
Back to back up. Sit that hypnotic.
Yeah.
Nigga try me, I'ma catch me a body.
Girl, you better back up. I'll beat you bloody. And I got my dry boys for your buddies. Got a unit on your face like you wanna fight me. Oh, what you wanna do? Don't make me climb up my shoes. Nah, I ain't too cute. Being right, I wallet. You better shut up. Catch your ass with the bottle. Got a battery. Trying to fit a catch another. Make your ass wanna get your soothing brother. That's all I'm about to say. Nah, I ain't never scared. Messing on the jolly, fine ass bitch. I'm up in the club trying to have a good time. Then I hit the spot to beat the silly whole band. I feel like a trap. No bother nobody. Now look, they got a scare in your body. Your mama at the funeral crying. What you do to her? Dressing all black. And I tell you, I'm dry.
Fuck up, get your head bust when you act the fuck up. Nigga, I'm drunk. Back to back up, sit that hypnotic. Nigga, try me, I'ma catch me a body. Back the fuck up, get your head bust when you act the fuck up. Nigga, I'm drunk. Back to back up, sit that hypnotic. Nigga, try me, I'ma catch me a body.
This is where we fight. This is where they die.
Time to touch the minds and hearts of this fans with a song. Yo, who's been hood from day one? Kept the street from the start. Part, prophet of rage, writing his life and times, he's winning minds of every page. Understand the common man, that's why he receives love in every state on any stage. Yo, who made haters' hearts heavy and haters afraid? Who writes like he's handing his life and hasn't seen his best days? In many ways, he brings himself back to life like soul to soul when he flows, and you know, yo, it's me, Eric Moore, a.k.a. Words, with your favorite poets. I spit a mean 16 for so-called them seeds in the food so they can see I'm a truth. Don't need to be a deaf poet. I don't flow for dosey. I'm just trying to save our young black youth. Gone in 60 seconds. Poof. No smoke, no mirrors. I blast and disappear like Dick Cheney's shotgun. I face off like John Travolta in Nick Cage with any poetry, cause competition is none. One pad plus one pen plus my ability equals the possibility to the tactivity, daughter and son. Won't stop until God says I'm done. Until they find out who killed Biggie and Pac. Until a true MC decides to grab the mic and resurrect real hip-hop. Tick-tock, time to waste. You are now facing the last days of your lives. So what will you do when the truth stands before you? Will you stand like a man if you heard? Or will you get smacked in the face of all four lies? Surprise, surprise, another black boy dies before the age of 25. Now who speaks for that mother who's at a loss for words, bearing a heavy heart and tear-filled eyes? Yo, who's feeling like Jet Li with his ability to touch every heart and mind when it comes to poetry? Here's the hint. First word, first letter, E. Second word, last letter, E. Who made rookies who think their poems to rewrite their lines? Yo, who holds down one mic at the time and opens the third eye to the mentally blind? Yo, it's me, Eric Moore, wordsmith blessed with the verbal gift to lift. And just for the record, since you wanna step to me, now you know who you're fucking with.
This your boy F1 Diamond, and I am the pastor of the Trap House, live from that Memphis, Tennessee. I'm riding with Tampa's most unbiased DJs, DJ Fight the Power and DJ Party Time. Now roll with Wrecking the Game Entertainment or just get rolled over. Yes, sir.
I remember when he was a little bitty boy, and I went down to the drug house. And he was sitting up in the drug house, had a pouch around his waist full of cocaine, Kangol hat pulled down on his head. Sitting up in the dope house, 12 years old, can you imagine that? And I had to go in the dope house and get him out of there. And again, God, you saved him once again. You put your hands on him and you just saved him.
Back when I was getting high, riding with my 4-5, acting like I wanna die. Then I heard my mama cry, man, I heard my mama cry. Then I heard my mama cry. Back when I was getting high, man, I heard my mama cry.
Jesus. I can hear my mama crying,
Jesus.
Through the wall at night, I can hear my mama crying,
Jesus.
In spite of all the trouble that I gave, she cried,
Jesus.
Yeah, I can hear my mama crying,
Jesus.
She was praying for me. I was out in the streets trying to be a straight G, running from the police. Had a pocket full of D, running with my homie. Mama praying for me, asked the Lord to change me. Yeah, I saw that lady, hit her knees daily. She praying for a baby. I heard her through the wall at night saying, Lord, save me. Never gave up on me even when I act crazy.
I remember one night he was kidnapped in the middle of the night. I didn't know where they had him or where they had took him to, but I just wanted them to release him and turn him loose so that he could come home safe. And I began to pray and pray and pray. And again, God, you stepped in and you saved him. Every time I call on your name, God, you saved him. Lord, I just trust you for your words. You saved him. You heard my cry.
Back when I was getting high, riding with my 4-5, acting like I wanna die. Then I heard my mama cry. Man, I heard my mama cry. Then I heard my mama cry. Back when I was getting high, man, I heard my mama cry.
Jesus.
I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus.
Through the wall at night, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus.
In spite of all the trouble that I gave, she cried.
Jesus.
Yeah, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus.
It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I kept from going under. I was always into something. Mama had a holy oil on the way to church on Sunday, and she was praying for me, my sister, and my brother Larry. I gave my mama trouble, I gave the lady drama, but I can still feel the prayers of my mama. Yeah, she told me yes I can, she was my first Barack Obama. Look at me now, I heard you cry, mama.
I remember when I was sitting at home on my couch, and I heard my daughter cry. Ma, they got guns. I came out to the door, and there he was, surrounded by gang members, getting ready to take his life from him, getting ready to kill him in front of me. I remember just hearing the gunshots, and I just seen him walk through the midst of all the gunfire and all the gunshots, and not one bullet touched him, and I know it was you, God, that saved him. You shielded him in your blood, Father.
Back when I was getting high, riding with my 4-5, acting like I wanna die, then I heard my mama cry. Man, I heard my mama cry. Then I heard my mama cry. Back when I was getting high, man, I heard my mama cry.
Jesus.
I can hear my mama crying,
Jesus.
Through the wall at night, I can hear my mama crying,
Jesus.
In spite of all the trouble that I gave, she cried,
Jesus.
Yeah, I can hear my mama crying,
Jesus.
It makes me wonder how I kept from going under.
That's real right there, man. That's real shit. All right, people, we got like 9 minutos, you know what I'm saying? We did it Wednesday, you know what I'm saying? Had a good time at the Double Decker Lounge. I'd like to thank everybody who came out, you know what I'm saying, and enjoyed themselves, you know what I'm saying? Because we was all up in that bitch sounding like my own.
Yeah, we live here on 34th, man. DJ smells so good, you know what I'm talking about? We got that good old cannon for you. Sleep in jail, nigga. I'm both fucked up right now, but I don't mean shit. At the same time, though, I'm still going to rock Trey 4 regardless. That's my life. Trey 4 for life.
Let me get some of that. SFN business in the building too, goddammit. You know we always on 34. Y'all need to go ahead, come down here, check this out. We got everything that a nigga need in the hood right here. Oh yeah, even though I don't go to it. myspace.com/SFN business. That's just real nigga shit. Y'all can hit me up. Trey Folk, Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Party time, smell good. This nigga here.
Yeah, terrible, bitch.
Yeah.
What's happening? This your boy Six Figures rocking with the Starship Smelly Fries and DJ Smell so motherfucking good, you bitches. You better rock with us or rock the fuck on, partner. Six Figures. Yee!
What to do, this Q Phrase over here on Trey 4 with FTP. That's DJ Fight the Power, hanging out, doing what to do. We lit hanging out on the corner of Trey 4, always keeping it lit. That's well educated and literate, y'all. Don't forget about Chelsea down here with DJ FTP. Come on, hang out, get some of that fried fish, y'all.
Nah, that's real. Oh, and shout out my homeboy Goofy Bone, man. I don't know where the fuck you at. You know what I'm saying, but I'm wondering where you gone. So we're going to play a little Goofy Ball, man. You know what I'm saying? It's my homeboy, my Blaxican homeboy. You know what I'm saying? representing up there in San Jose, California. I'm going to go onto the goddamn Facebook, find out where the fuck he at, you know what I'm saying? But it's all good, you know what I'm saying? So, well, let's get into it.
I'm sitting at the bus stop waiting for death. My heart doesn't beat for life no more. Wondering where I go. Wondering where I go. Where you at? Sitting at the bus stop waiting for death. My heart doesn't beat for life no more. Wondering where I go. Wondering where I go. As I stare at the cars that pass by my life, looking at these people, do they know what's right? In a world that's not off, still working for the man, but I'm poor like Sylvester, looking for fish in a can. Man, my mind is all twisted and I know I fucked up. I thought I had a plan, but really I got caught up. I didn't watch my back, there are stitches everywhere. Even the old lady across the street who always likes to stare. God forgive me, just throw it on my plate. I'll eat whatever shit you have in store for me to take. My life is a psycho, that's why I'm on the road. I'm just like a bomb, ready to explode. My veins are Jaeger black and my chest is full of weed. My eyes are so red and my mind is full of green. So I'm sitting at the bus stop waiting for death. I'm wondering where my soul will lay to rest. I'm sitting at the bus stop waiting for death. My heart doesn't beat for life no more. Wondering where I go. Wondering where I go. Where you at? Sitting at the bus stop waiting for death. My heart doesn't beat for life no more. Wondering where I go. Wondering where I go. Parking up a block as death is taking its time. I started thinking of the things that I did in my prime. Like steal women's hearts and nutting their souls. I know it sounds bad, but in the end I was a hoe. Always roaming the streets just like a metrophone. Smelling so good from my Dracar cologne. My chucks were always banged up, my dickies never creased. My hair was always slicked back from my loud lips creased. Life's been good to me, that's why I got a grin. Plus I'm a Gemini, so don't disturb my other twin. I wonder if my life is full of sin. Playing handball with the devil, cause I know he can't win. Too many times I live my life on the edge. I should have got married and had some kids instead. So now I'm at the bus stop waiting for death. Wondering where my soul will lay to rest. Sitting at the bus stop waiting for death. My heart doesn't beat for life no more. Wondering where I go. Wondering where I go. Where you at? Sitting at the bus stop waiting for death. My heart doesn't beat for life no more. Wondering where I go. Wondering where I go. Where you at? Standing very proud and ready to die. Like a soldier going to war without no life. As my blood starts to end and the ashes start to fall. I was a king watching my castle crumble to the ground. But it's time to reveal, like if I was in Haiti. There's motherfuckers hating cause I fucked their lady. A sinful tactic, don't know how to act shit. I was young and dumb and apologize for that bit. Watch my life go by with a quickness. Mesmerizing dip in that evil side sickness. Seeing all the women lust for me. And looking at the people who never even loved me. As the smoke clears and everything settles, I hope the dry blood puts the pedal to the metal. Cause I'm sitting at the bus stop waiting for death. I wonder where my soul will lay to rest. Sitting at the bus stop waiting for death. My heart doesn't beat for life no more. Wondering where I go. Wondering where I go. Where you at? Sitting at the bus stop waiting for death. My heart doesn't beat for life no more. Wondering where I go. Wondering where I go. Where you at?
Flaming Mouse.
Yes, I'm looking for a friend of mine.
Last name Jazz, first name Hugh.
Now, hold on, I'll check. Hugh Jazz! No, somebody check the men's room for a Hugh Jazz!
Oh, I'm Hugh Jazz.